Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, right? I say it all the time, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And it's not hard to do. All you got to do is listen and pay attention. Right? Anyway, I know, been a little not here, right? I sound like Kermit the Frog most of the time lately, but we'll fix that. But I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, you know, again, head up to MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. You know, here's a guy that wants to help us. He wants to work with us. He wants to make it so that guys like me can go ahead and have a chance to make a few bucks in the system. Right, because frankly, Facebook, Twitter, the rest of them, they're keeping us from doing that. And Mike is willing to give us a shot. Christmas right around the corner. If you head over there, you can get Christmas gifts. Still be able to get them delivered. So I'm reading by Christmas time. Use promo code Joe, you save 30 to 70%. And I'm telling you, you'll love this stuff. We love this stuff. Yeah, Tim and I use, I think we use pretty much every product they have. Well, no, that wouldn't be true. You know, we have sheets, pillowcases, pillows, slippers, towels. Towels are always a good one. Seriously. And we enjoy them. And the other thing behind it, if you use promo code Joe, you're going to save 30 to 70%. And then on top of that, if you would, I go through this every time, but it seems like I have to. You're going to save 30 to 70%. You're going to keep people working in this country. You're going to keep the money here, which is exactly what you should be doing. We should all be doing that, as a matter of fact. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, Alfonso Rachel joins me after the break, but I'd love to set up, you know, the craziest of stories, if you would. We do it all the time. And, man, they're out there. I mean, look at that. What was it? John Boehner was actually crying. I don't even know how to do this. He was crying in reminiscing about Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, you heard me. You have to sit there and scratch your head and wonder, how much did they pay him for that? Right? No, seriously. What do you think they paid him for that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. But I guess they were dedicating something to her today. And I couldn't do anything but giggle. And I mean that sincerely. You know, I couldn't do anything but giggle because really, who? Why are we doing this? With all the aggravation and all the problems that Pelosi has made for us, she could care less about anything but lining her pockets and her husband's pockets. You know, maybe in the early days it was different. I don't know. But I know as of late it hasn't been, you know, in the last 10, 15, 20, maybe even 25 years. I mean, it's so funny when these people get in, it's like they move in. There's no fixing this. It's like they move in. You know, I really didn't want to do this story, but I will. I mean, God. You know, this guy was always a crier. John Boehner. You know, he broke down and wept during the remarks he delivered at the portrait unveiling of the outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He said, you've been unfailingly gracious to me and to my family. Frankly, my team here in Washington, and Madam Speaker, I have to say, my girls told me, tell the Speaker how much we admire her. And he started choking up at the podium. Is it because of the lying, you think, or is he just that weak? I don't know. Anyway. You know, he said, and if you could tell, my girls are Democrats, sorry to say. Boehner, who led the House Republicans between 07 and 15, served as minority leader during Pelosi's first stint. She was speaker from 07 to 11. She made history as being the first woman speaker. He's the poster child for everything that's wrong. You know, and he is. He is the poster child for everything that's wrong with the Republican Party. There is nothing that that man did, really, if you think about it, that moves the Republican Party forward, that made it stronger. I mean, if you know something I don't know, let me know. I don't know if you can hear this. Yeah, I'll try.
I have to say, my girl told me, tell this speaker how much we admire her.
Bless. And Nancy's looking like, who? That's great. Who is that man? Right? Come on, guys. Seriously. You really believe for a second she knows who he is? I'm telling you. Her, Feinstein, and a few others. I don't think they're mentally with us anymore. Yeah, Joey B's a gimme. All right, stop it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Alfonso Rachel right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You'll be seeing your host on the phone. 855-752-5562.
Truly be part of the solution you need to be. The way you do that is you get informed, right? That's what I keep telling you. When you have all the information you need, you can sit back, you can think about what you're doing, how you want to engage with somebody. I mean, I love a lot of you people. I get it. You want to be with the in crowd, right? I mean, that's what you're looking to be. But you don't want to be with a stupid crowd. You want to be with the in crowd. So all you got to do is get informed. Get informed, and it fixes so much. Just get informed. Anyway, Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his insight into what a well-informed man, might I add. They're keeping me on my toes as well. How you doing, Zoe?
I'm hanging in there, man, and yeah, you got to get informed and make sure that you got a sense of discernment. You know, you should have that Holy Spirit-led discernment to know the information that you get. That's one reason why I tuned into your show, man, so I can, like, you know, you know, get the right information. Because you got what does Reagan say? It's not that liberals are ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
But that's really weird because I tuned in to listen to you.
Oh, well, right on, man.
Some of us.
We're the mutual tune in to each other's society.
So listen, I'm gonna start World War III right now, but not with you, because I know the direction you're gonna go in. So okay. I don't know if you're not on Facebook anymore, right? And I know you're on Twitter now, but
yeah,
all right,
kinda.
No, you kind of do what I do. I have a family page, so I just kind of don't use that for political anything. And then I have the radio show page, but I really don't do anything with that either. I just let it go, right? So. But it's just amazing. I'm watching these ads come up about Christian, what is it? Christian sexuality. Have you seen those?
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Okay. Have you listened to any of them or read anything about them?
No. I don't need to.
So, yeah, I know, right? Now you're going to go out of your mind. So, anyway, I'm listening because I'm thinking, okay, maybe like the classes they had when my kids were small at church about your sexuality and how God made you and, you know, why you needed to save it and what it was for and all this other stuff. Right? And, but that's not what it's for. Not at all. You can be gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexuals, you know, trans, species sexual, whatever. And that's all okay. It's all acceptable. It's all acceptable. Should not be the mainstream of what you think about when you think about your relationship with Jesus.
Who is supposed to be trans?
And it was hard for me, but I figure you could probably make it happen. I mean, and you know, it's catching on, and it's very. Very popular on Facebook.
Yeah, I guess debauched stuff, man, and perverted stuff usually does get a lot of attention and turns out to be the thing that people want to go with. I have heard that, like, you know, people trying to say that. I guess people have been trying to say that for a while. You know, now that it's the whole Jesus can be trans, but you know, for a long time it's been, well, God could be a woman. You know, God could be a woman. He's God. He could be whatever he wants to be. I've never read in the Bible where God has expressed that he wants to be a woman.
Yeah, but that's because it was old white men, okay, that wanted to make sure we kept the women down. And then we start getting to the color. We want to make sure we kept the black folks down or people of color down.
Yeah.
So you really need to be informed, buddy.
Now, I mean, or I need to live in imagination land with them, because those are some narratives that they're totally making up, man. And Jesus, you know, Jesus is transgender. I mean, which wouldn't make any sense, because if Jesus is this all accepting hippie, well, why does he need to be transgender? The what would speak volumes is that Jesus is a man, an unquestionably male man who can say. Well, yeah, I accept transgenderism. That's like saying, like, you know, like, who's that, Rachel Dolezal?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, you mean to tell me, Rachel, that in order for you to assume to get along with black folks, you have to turn into one? No, the real power is showing that, hey, you as a white lady, and accepting that you're a white lady, can still get along with black people. That's the unity. You know, but no, I guess you have to drop being white and become black. It's like, no, that's dumb. But... folks, Jesus was not transgender. The Bible calls him the Son of Man. There's no ambiguity there, right? He's the Son of Man. And he was hung on the cross naked, right? But naked. Why? So you would know that he was a man. Not only a man, but a Jew. He's the King of the Jews. Just like the girl who pulled Moses out of the water, how does she know that he was a Hebrew? Because he was circumcised, right? Hebrew kids look just like Egyptian kids. So... he was circumcised. That's how she recognized him. And it's the same thing with Jesus. He wasn't some imposter. He wasn't just some strange dude hanging up there, right? He was a Jew, king of the Jews, and he's a man.
There you go, people.
Oppressed.
The way screwed up. But didn't Jesus say that in the kingdom of heaven there's no male, no female? So therefore he was gender neutral.
Oh man, I'm checkmate, Joe. You got me. I don't know what to do with that. It's like, come
that's
on.
What they throw at me, so I figured I'd right. throw it at you. Go for it.
Folks, hey, there is no Jew, no Greek, no rich, no poor,
see,
no male, no female.
He even hates religion. There's no Jew.
But right? Hey, and Jesus does hate religion. He does. Jesus is the original Freedom from Religion Foundation. That's who Jesus is. And he frees us from that. But the whole male, no male, no female, meaning that Jesus is God's not a respectable person. Jesus, who is God, is not a respectable person. And I don't put one above the other. Just because you're poor doesn't make you lesser to me than a rich person, or a Greek is lesser to me than a Jewish person, or a man lesser to me than a woman, or vice versa. Y'all all the same to me.
It's been a week for this. There's been so many of these stories popping up, you know, and it's just been the week for it, and people are throwing questions at me and other stuff. I'm just starting to giggle going, read your Bible, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know?
But if they didn't, man, I guess we'd be out of a job.
Well, you know, go read your Bibles, people.
just come and holler at your boys. Holler at us, and we'll fellowship. But of course, we're going to tell you, now that you've spoken to us, go and square it with the Bible. Go and read it, pray about it.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah, don't believe me. I screw things up on a regular basis, so you have to check me out. Mm-hmm. You know? And I tell you, and again, it might be something as simple as just getting the numbers wrong or what have you. Usually the content or the spirit of what I'm saying is usually right. But, you know, again, it's these people that run around. Jesus. I guess Jesus was gender fluid or something. I don't know. Anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President Biden is wrapping up his three-day summit with African heads of state. The president said the world is facing a global food crisis that disproportionately affects Africa, as 140 million people there face food insecurity. President Biden says the United States will invest more in the continent.
Africa has the potential to feed its people and also help feed the world. The United States is going to continue to work with the AU to advance the comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program, which lays out the vision for Africa's food security and climate-resilient future.
Oil is once again flowing through most of the Keystone Pipeline after being shut down because of a leak. A section of the more than 2,600-mile pipeline remains shut off in Kansas as the investigation into the leak continues. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. You'll be your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A new thing that you moms, listen up. New things you can start. I mean, listen, we're all looking for stuff we can do with our kids, right? And moms especially, they're trying to make that connection with their son. You know what I mean? And I don't blame them. I mean, it's something you want to do. You want to make sure you get a good relationship with your kids, right? So a mother and son in Georgia, they were arrested during a drug raid at their home on December 3rd. The Peachtree City Police Department said the 17-year-old Bradley Cantor, as well as his mom, Ashley, were arrested during a drug raid. Why? Because mom put up the money. He bought the drugs. And then he went out and sold the drugs. I guess they were trying to start a business together. Health officer Rachel Choices, he does every week to try to get through something. I mean, listen, I remember my mom trying to get me to, you know, start a little lemonade stand. She'd make a lemonade for me. She'd buy the lemons and, you know, supply the water and everything else. And I never really thought of asking her if we could do drugs. We can get money a lot faster, right?
You drop a little acid in that lemonade or
anything like that. God bless. I mean, I don't know. And these stories always been around, and we just never read them, or are we now Sodom and Gomorrah 2022.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine, like, your customers would be like, hey, this lemonade is... it's rather acidic. And you'd be like, yeah, you have no idea.
Yep. Oh, God bless. Yeah, so he was charged with distribution and sales of marijuana and all this other fun stuff. Anyway, I get these stories sometimes. I look at them, you sit there and shake your head.
Yeah, right? Nope to dope and ug to drugs, dang it. The parents, don't get involved with drugs. And don't get away from the drugs. Just knock it off with the pharmakia, dang it. But, you know, really, to bring your kids into it, you know how we say, Joe, we point to that scripture where the Lord talks about tying that millstone around somebody's neck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you don't want none of that, you folks.
Know, people don't, and again, we're not smarter. I'm not trying to say I'm so smart or whatever. But, you know, how do you read anything? I don't care if it's a Bible, a book, or whatever you're reading, and you don't even look up words you don't know what they mean. Right? And somebody says, oh, millstone. Well, I don't know about you, but... a stone. What do you think? A little thing you skip across the lake, right? And I'm thinking, okay, well, based on the story, maybe it's a bigger rock. How do you get by? A millstone is what they use to grind wheat. It's extremely dense. It's extremely heavy. And I don't know if it would have made the Titanic tip if you had it on one end of it. I mean, it's a very dense and heavy stone. There ain't no getting away, you know, away from it. And, you know, again, ignorance just shines with stuff like this, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, if a millstone was actually just like dropped on your neck, man, I don't even think the drowning would kill would kill the person. Just the millstone itself, you know, is enough, would probably be enough to like choke somebody out or crush it. Do some crushing right there.
God. Well, listen, since we're both brothers in Christ and I love you, man, I want to give you a heads up on something. I think you ought to move back to California. Because right now the legislature is pushing to make sure that every black resident of California gets $350,000 in reparations. A state that never had slavery, but definitely wants to make it right. Man, if I was a black person in this country, I would have started to move here months ago.
Start packing, honey. We're heading back to California. I'm going back to Cali. Cali. Man, I don't think so. No. No, I'm going to have to pass on that one, Joe. I got to pass. And you know why, man. It's a lot, no, first up, I couldn't, it just, that would be selling out for real, man. I couldn't take money for something that I haven't experienced. And I couldn't have other people paying into something that they haven't done. You know, that's just wrong, man. And by the way, where the crap is California? If California has enough to pay for these reparations,
go ahead. There you go.
And the cost of living should not be so high in California in the first place. It's like, how y'all come up with all this money to do that, and everybody, and people are having hard times making ends meet? You got gas prices that are extremely high, grocery bills that are really high, utility bills and all that sort of stuff. Y'all can make a lot of stuff come back down if you got that kind of money. You know, you'd be doing everybody a favor.
They won't even suspend the gas tax temporarily.
Oh, man.
They've been asked a million times to do this. Right?
Man.
And he just sent, I think, $600 or $700 checks to pretty much everybody who's paid any kind of taxes. If you paid $100 in taxes, he sent you a check for $600 or $700.
Man, and people, you know what that does? All that does is go and buy their weed. You know, they're not paying their rent with it. They're just like, oh, I don't have any money left over to pay my. It's like, look, if y'all really want your rent paid, why don't you guys encourage the state to send that money? That's why I don't think they should be doing this stuff anyway. But if you're going to have the state send out the money, have them send it to the landlords. You know, that way your rent is definitely paid. You know, but these people are trying to pay their rent with what they have left over after they go buy their weed and do all their other stuff that they do in California, man. But, yeah.
Well, I got to check this out again because I think in L.A. and even Sacramento, they still have a moratorium on evictions. Why? Right? So they got a moratorium on evictions, and you can still collect unemployment, right? So you can't be evicted, but you can still collect money from the state. You get another check for $600 or $700, and if you're a black California resident and you've been taking advantage of all of that, not only can't you get evicted, but you can also get up to $320,000 in reparations. I don't know. I want to do. Is there like a reverse Michael Jackson therapy or something? I mean, can I? I just lost out the audience, right? I mean, what's your name? Can we talk here? I mean, seriously. They did this Michael Jackson tribute a few weeks ago. I was watching it from when he was a little guy all the way you know, through to when he was older. And I'm saying, okay, am I the only one that sees this? I mean, he's the only guy that I know that as he grew up, okay, he got less chubbier. I got that. His nose got thinner and his skin got lighter.
And what was
confused.
What was that saying earlier on, man? It's like only in America can a poor black kid turn out to be a rich white woman. That was Michael Jackson, man, and you know, come on. But hey, in California though, man, if they really want reparations, man, you need to go holler at Africa for that. I mean, that's how slaves were caught and sold here. It was after slavery been going on the African continent for a long time. And white people became new customers, and they were sold to them by black folks. So if you want reparations, and you want to accuse somebody of a legacy of racism, like, well, white people benefited from the legacy of slavery. Well, if the legacy of slavery really made such a benefit, those people on the African continent, well, they would be the richest people on the planet.
You know, nobody wants the reality of history, though. I personally think that's why they try to wipe out so much history, so they never have to worry about bringing it up again. You know, Eric Adams. Remember Eric Adams out of New York City? You know, he jumped on the bandwagon, too. He says, great idea. New York should do it as well, but they should include black businesses. So that, I'm thinking, okay, so you're telling me that there's a black business around right now that somehow got taken advantage of during slavery? Is that what happened? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't think you're supposed to. It's one of those things that you can never really solve it. See, racism, man, the whole race narrative is always going to be a thing because it equals money and votes. And as long as it does, we're always going to have to deal with it. Now, don't get me wrong, we don't have to. And you know, I've said it 1,000 times, there's a way to combat this that too much of the Republican Party is just not willing to do. You know, and you're like one of the only person who will hear me out on it. And it's considered, it's like, okay, so you might be onto something there. You know, and you're really one of the only, I can barely count on five fingers of people who are like, okay, I see where you're going with this, man, and it makes sense.
Well, I mean, all right, so what's the basic, you know, here we go, lesson time, people. What is the basic definition of systemic racism? Right?
Mm.
Something that's basically that's built into the system to keep somebody else down, right?
Yep.
And I'm just doing the basics here, right? Well, who does that? I mean, what party, to just talk of two parties, which party has consistently put, whether it's laws in place or what do you want to call it, programs in place that will keep you down and then keep telling you the reason we have to give you this free money, the free reason we have to give you these free clinics, the reason we have to do this for you is that the white man, those other guys have kept you down for so long, you're never going to be able to get out of this on your own. We have to help you. You know? God, just now you're going to make me go throw up. Anyway, Joe McCune, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yes. God, these people.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called deadly recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The let me bring Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week, and we hit some of the issues. I don't make you guys crazy. They really don't like sometimes the stuff that we talk about, but I think it's great. Like right now, I mean, seriously, how many people are cringing right now that we're talking about reparations for black folks? And I'm sitting here saying, my people got here in the 50s, early 50s, and why should I have to pay anything? My family wasn't part of, you know, slavery. Matter of fact, you know, Italians, Irish, Germans, Asians were made slaves in this country, too. Did I get anything? No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean there's no equity here for the Italian boy?
Gotta have that equity, man.
My God. I feel left out. Who do I complain to? Nobody cares anyway. Doesn't much matter, right? No, seriously, I say that stuff, and people do get nuts with me, but it's like California's already struggling for money, even though some people don't think so. And now they're talking about reparations up to $300,000+ for every black resident here. They're going to start pushing it in New York. Where is this money coming from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know where it's coming from, but actually, there might be a little bit of mystery to that, too. But, hey, how can this only be for California? I mean, if these folks can get money for something that they never experienced, then we should be able to get that money, too, even though we don't live in California.
Yeah. I agree.
Spread the wealth. Spread the wealth, baby.
We should be hunting you down, right, and giving you your check,
mm-hmm.
You know, making sure. And it looks like there's no – they say there's guidelines, but all you basically have to do is somehow prove that you're related to a slave.
Okay.
That was brought to this country.
How's that going to work? If you got to prove that you were a slave that brought to this country, well, that's even more proof that, well, if they were in Africa, that means that the people in African nations captured them and sold them. They're barking up the wrong tree, Joe.
Well, what was that? One of the biggest slave owners in the country was a black man.
Yeah, that's I've heard that. And you know, the thing is, like, I knew my great grandmother, and she was a slave, and she was daughter of slave, right? Okay. My great grandmother was like 100. She lived to be 114 years old, and now one would say, well, by the time your great grandmother was born, slavery was ended. We're talking about Democrats here, okay? Democrats didn't actually just stop. When people say, well, you know, the Emancipation Proclamation didn't immediately free the slaves. I'm like, of course it didn't immediately free the slaves, because Democrats were still putting up a fight. That's why.
Apparently none of them were in Georgia in the 1950s or Alabama, right? What was the sign? Coloreds only, this exit or entrance or whatever. You go, I'm sorry. There's all kinds of forms at times of racism. And slavery, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And my great grandmother was one of them. She unfortunately didn't get to enjoy the immediate abolition of slavery. And the Union and the Republicans and Lincoln did their part. Democrats, they're not usually keen on upholding the Constitution and acknowledging people's God-given rights. So yeah, it took a little while.
Well, Juneteenth, technically. Yeah, I think the day the message finally got to the South? Somebody finally got it through to say, hey, you guys don't have to do this anymore, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And
ain't doing no more.
Yeah, right. It's like, wait a minute. So you know, the war's over, the slaves are freed, all this other stuff, and it took 5 months to get South? Mm. Right? 6 months to get South? And you go, no, it's not that it took 6 months. There wasn't one Southern legislator that was going to allow that to happen easily. And, you know, what was it? They were going to give every slave 40 acres and a mule.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're up on this. I hate to do this to you, but who stopped that again? It kind of slipped my mind.
Well, I guess after that convenient assassination of Lincoln, Johnson, Democrat, said, yeah, we're not doing that. And, I mean, you know, this was Tecumseh, Sherman Tecumseh, right? Special field order number 15, you know? Hey, Lincoln, let's hook him up with 40 acres and a mule, man. Lincoln's like, do it. And got shot. Well, and they're talking about they want their 40 acres and a mule. As I say, you want your 40 acres and a mule? You go see the Democrat Party. They even have a party symbol, so you know where to go. Go tell everything you look at that they do.
Now, look at, I get that the Republicans aren't saints. I got that. You know, but here you had a man that gave up his life for Lincoln in that case, had laid down some of the things he'd like to see happen, and it was like the first thing they do is go after it. And I don't care. I know I get nasties when you and I talk about this, but, you know, LBJ, one of their heroes, one of their saints, he didn't want to help the black community. He truly wanted to enslave the black community. And that's a perfect example of ongoing racism, systemic racism. Would you agree?
There it is, man. You got it. Exactly. And what did he say? I'll have those. And Democrats don't like to admit this. They say he never said that. And, well, yeah, there's witnesses that say that he did. And, when he says, you know, I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Guess what that is? That is a statement of systemic racism. And, you know, unfortunately, you have a lot of Republicans out there who say, well, come on, there's white people that are suffering. And it's like, look, man, that stuff is designed. They fail to see the evil genius of Democrats. Democrats got a long game played out, man. It's an elaborate scheme of what they are doing. And we'll even take it back to right here. The same thing that Democrats are doing now is the same thing that John Wilkes Booth himself said. John Wilkes Booth says the Republicans, Lincoln, they want to destroy the Negro. They're not the Negro's friend, right? They want to destroy. Democrats say that to this very day. Republicans just want to kill the black man. They just want to destroy the black man. And John Wilkes Booth is like, we know what's best for the black man. We know what they need. It's like they'll thrive under our rule, right? And even the Confederate flag that was put in a white field made by Democrats, and Thomas Williams, who designed it, even said himself, said, hey, this flag represents the heaven-ordained supremacy of the white man over the Negro. Democrats always assume that they know what's better for us and are superior to us. That's just who they are.
And what are they doing today? They know what's better for our kids.
Uh-huh.
So we need to shut up and move aside and let them do what they're going to do.
Yes.
I mean, that pretty much happens in everything, doesn't it, with them?
You got it, man. That's just how that is. It's like, we know what's best. Whether it was, we know what's best for the black man, we know what's best for parents, we know what's best for the environment, everything. Joe, they are the party of supremacy. That's
now,
their whole...
But now I'm going to throw you under the bus, okay?
Uh-oh.
They said the same thing about the Hispanic community, and now a mm-hmm. large part of the Hispanic community has moved away from the Democrats, you know, because they don't want any part of it, they don't want to do it, they don't want this, they don't want that. Same thing we're seeing that happen in the Asian community. And still, after all these years, it's still an extremely slow, painful move for the black community. And and Sonia says it's because it's, you know, ours is hundreds of years old. We have been told we need them for hundreds of years.
She's on it, man. And also the thing is that Democrats... The black community, let me put it like this. In the Exodus, despite all the power, because, I mean, you look at the black imagery, there's a lot of, you know, flossing, there's lots of wealth and stuff like that. But at the same time, juxtaposed with a lot of victimhood and poverty, right? It was the same way with the Israelites in Egypt. They even though they were slaves and kept down, yet at the same time, they were quite powerful. And Pharaoh wasn't afraid of them leaving. The only thing that Pharaoh was afraid of, despite the power that they were gaining, was them leaving. That's what he was afraid of. And it's the same way with the Democrat Party. And they keep a strong grip on the black community because they're afraid of losing that community, because they'll lose a lot of the influence that they have on policies and everything. The black community is literally black gold to the Democrat Party, because they use the black community to influence policy that they want to put through for everything. Order. Marriage, abortion, you name it. Economic policy, all of it.
Talking to a Democrat friend of mine last week, and, you know, Joe, they're only 13% of the country, and they've been downtrodden for so long, and they can't. I said, just shut up. Just stop, okay? I mean, first of all, go back and look at their history. From where they came from, where they're at today, what other group had the backbone and the strength or what have you to get to where they are today than just lay down and die? That's number one. They have been, if you look at different parts of the country, they have been the most prosperous, most entrepreneurial group of people on any continent, if you would. And I went through a whole bunch of stuff like I said, so stop telling me they're only 13%. That's that Democrat mentality that you've been fed over the last 50 years. It's some of the strongest willed, smart people that I know. I'm not jumping on your bandwagon. You can go where we've got to go, but no. Ain't going to happen. Where do they find you? Quick.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. I'll see you guys there.
All right, guys. A lot more. Can public education survive? Can we take it back in this country? We're going to talk about that in the next hour. Don't go far. I say no, but what do I know? No, it's...